This is
Beer
30
Sports
O'Clock.
Yee!
Wow.
Yeah.
Spilling and foaming. What's up, everybody? This week has been great.
Fantastic.
Has it not been the greatest, weirdest, craziest draft anyone's seen in a long time?
Man.
A lot of trades.
A lot of moving around. A lot of people going places we didn't think.
Woo! A lot of that. First and foremost, congratulations, Baker. Congratulations. Yeah. Boomer! Sooner! Yeah. So I was super excited to see my guy Baker go first. He wasn't at the draft. Shout out. He decided to do the Brett Favre thing and sit at the crib.
Cribbo.
You know what I'm saying? Which was a smart thing in my eyes. All right. So, I think we should do winners and losers this week.
Thanks.
Winners and losers this week. There were some great moves. There were some great pickups. And then there were some questionable bullshit. I'll let you go first, my good man, with your three winners. We'll go with your three winners.
Okay, well, first off, one of my winners, I'm going to go with the Denver Broncos.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know, you get Bradley Chubb.
Yes, sir.
Five to team him up with Von Miller. That pass rush is going to be crazy. Then you get a first-round talent receiver in the second round with Cortland Sutton, receiver from SMU.
Yes, sir. Shout out
SMU. Then you get a steal, another receiver from Penn State, Deshaun Hamilton.
Yes.
Yeah, so they got a lot of help for Case Keenum
with
the receiving core. They didn't go quarterback, so I guess they're set on quarterback for right now. Just seeing that Case Keenum is going to be their guy for a little while. Another team, I'm going to say one. I'm going to go with the Titans. Titans had a really, really strong draft.
Really strong.
Getting Rashawn Evans, linebacker from Alabama.
Yes, sir.
He's a dog.
Dog. Oh,
man. And then, I mean, they didn't have a lot of picks to work with, but they made the most out of their picks. Adding pass rush. And then you add another safety in the back end. So we're going with them. Then I'm going to go with, for my third, I'm going to go. It's tough. It's kind of hard to say, but Cleveland, they couldn't go wrong. So I'm going to go Cleveland. I can actually say Cleveland was a
winner. They didn't have an exciting draft to me besides the first round.
Yeah.
But I like their picks. They picked for need. And a lot of teams picked for need this week.
Yeah, definitely.
This draft, there was no pick the best player available. Nah. Except for a couple of teams.
Yeah. They really didn't need help in the draft. It was mostly good teams that, I mean, hey, we're going to get best available. It doesn't really matter.
Right.
But no, the Browns, they couldn't go wrong. Got Baker at one. Got the quarterback. They needed help at corner. Got Denzel Ward at four. Then you get Nick Chubb in the second round.
Yeah.
We all know Nick Chubb gonna do work.
Mm-hmm.
You got some offensive line help that you definitely need there with Joe Thomas retiring. Then you get some more receivers. I mean, they don't have any. Their receiving core is gonna be crazy.
Gonna be nasty as long as they can keep Gordon.
As long as they can keep Gordon off the weed.
Well, at least not getting popped. We don't find anything wrong with. Like, smoking, but we just find, you know what I'm saying? Just stop getting caught.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying? That's all I care about. Just, you know what I'm saying? Put it down for about a couple weeks before they drug test you.
Drink a lot of water.
Get you a little shirt. You know, something to get you right. You know? Man, that you took like two of mine because I had the Titans. I think the Titans had one of the best drafts out of everybody. So you definitely, I agree 100% with the Titans.
Yeah.
I didn't necessarily agree with the Browns. I don't think they should have let Bradley Chubb slide from, you know what I'm saying, down to five.
Yeah, because if they would have, I mean, just to think with them teaming up, him and Myles Garrett would have been crazy. That would have been crazy pass for years.
I think the, I don't know. Let me show. I'm going to pick my winners. I'm going to go ahead and pick my winners for the draft. And y'all tell me if I'm crazy. Nah. My winners of the draft, first and foremost, goes to Baltimore.
Yeah.
Baltimore had some great picks.
Yeah.
First off, I like this kid, Hayden Hurst. I think they did a really good move by getting him. They need to get Flacco or their other pick, Mr. Jackson, some help. Yeah. And this helps out a lot because they went and got Crabtree. They went and got, who else was it?
Snead.
Yeah, Snead. You know, now they got a tight end that can jump in and catch.
Definitely.
And his biggest thing for him was catching. So blocking, you know, he's got some question marks, but you know, most tight ends coming.
They don't block now. They play receiver. So.
Most of them. There are some that are dual threats, but you know, they're not as athletic. But then they went and got Lamar Jackson, which I thought was like. What?
Still.
Wait a minute. How in the... What? I was not expecting that. I was expecting, like, the Saints, Pittsburgh, somebody to pick him up for a backup for a few years, teach him the ropes, and let him come in and do work. He just put RG3 and Joe Flacco, for that matter, on notice.
And the crazy thing is...
I don't even think
it's putting RG3 on notice. It's definitely putting Joe Flacco on notice.
Mm.
Because the only reason I say that is because with Lamar and RG3, both of them are dual quarterbacks.
Yeah, both of them are dual threats, yeah.
Yeah, so let's say, I mean, we know Flacco's going to be gone next year.
You calling it like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, he's going to be gone because Lamar's definitely going to start next year.
Mm. You heard it here first.
Yeah, because they're basically doing what the Chiefs did last year with Alex Smith and Patrick Mahomes.
Oh,
so I'm pretty sure they're going to try to move Joe Flacco next year because I don't know if people know with drafting the player in the first round, you get a 5-year option on them. So
yes,
that's why they traded up to get Lamar Jackson. But yeah, so the only reason I say that because you won't have to tweak an offense with RG3 and with Lamar. With Flacco, you're going to have to tweak it because he's not mobile and can't move around. But with both of those, that's you're not going to tweak anything. So it's definitely putting Joe Flacco on notice.
Oh, yeah, without question. But what I meant by putting RG3 on notice is that RG3 went there hoping that he could be the heir apparent. Now,
I don't even think about that.
You the backup. You the backup, bro.
Nah,
you're going to be the backup for a while, bro. Yeah. Collect that backup check.
Look, man, he should just be happy to be on.
I feel you. I still think they should go get Cap, but, you know, that's neither here nor there.
Yeah.
but at any rate, they also went and got my boy Mark Andrews from Oklahoma, the tight end as well, that really can ball, and that was a sleeper pick, and they got him late. So, I mean, I thought value-wise, I think Baltimore, and they got the corner from Alabama, Anthony Averett. They got the UCLA linebacker, Kenny Young. I mean, they went after need, but best players available at those slots, and they got a lot of players that were – like really good pieces that are going to play for them for a long time. Like that dude from Oklahoma, Andrews, is going to be a good tight end for a long time. And he blocks.
Yeah.
So you can put him in packages with Hurst and both of them, you know what I'm saying? They're going to be good.
Yeah.
If they can get their running game together, they really can be something serious.
They definitely got to get that together.
Yeah, they definitely got to get that together. Now, my other pick for winners is going to go to the New England Patriots. The evil genius has arrived.
Yep.
My man not only got his replacement in alignment from Georgia, SEC bred, Mr. Wynn, a big, big dude, and then they went and got a running back. And I think, honestly, a sleeper running back who really should have been higher in the draft in the first place.
Yeah, Sonny Michel.
Yeah, Michelle's going to be a problem.
Yeah.
And with the great coach and the great quarterback that he has around him, he's going to continue to be a problem. He's going to continue to be great. And I think the Patriots did really, really good in the first round. Then they did even better in the second round with getting Duke Dawson. They got Bentley from Purdue, who I think is going to be one of the better linebackers in the draft. A lot of people had him higher, but because of not being able to see him and playing on Purdue, you know what I'm saying, a lot of people didn't know who the hell he was. but at any rate, Then they also, you know what I'm saying, they went and got, you know, wide receivers. They went and got another quarterback. They did get a quarterback. Not a great quarterback, but, you know, they got somebody that that is coachable.
Yeah, you know, that's LSU. All that. Yeah, that's all that.
Yeah, he's just
he knows what he needs. It's just somebody that's gonna come in there and listen.
Listen, yeah, he's gonna be a good signal caller. If Belichick gets a hold of him and they can coach him up and Brady can coach him up, then you win because you drafted that man like, I mean, 219, I think. Yeah, like that was. I mean, yeah, come on, man. So. New England definitely gets the big round of applause from me. Yeah. this next pick for winners, I swear to God, is not a homer pick. But I think Green Bay had a great draft. A great fucking draft, baby. It's about time.
Bias.
Yes. Of course I'm biased, but it was definitely a great draft because they got their needs taken care of. I thought J.R. I can't never say that dude's name. Alexander was probably one of the best corners in the draft, behind Ward. Ward is just bigger, and that's really the only thing that Alexander didn't have is the height. Dude is fast. He ran a 4.3 40. His hands are ridiculous. They've compared him to Deion Sanders. He's an interception machine, and he's hungry. I'm like, I like it. And then they went and backdoored it with Josh Jackson, who's a hard-hitting corner, who ain't scared to get up on the line and get physical, and also an interception machine. Bro, I'm excited. Not only because I'm a Packer fan, but I'm excited because they just did great with those first two picks off the bat. They did a lot of trading, moving back. And I was just like, what are they doing? We need to get, you know, what the fuck? Ah! And then I realized, I said, calm down. They traded with another team and moved right on up and got what they needed. And then they moved and got what they needed again. And then they got the linebacker from Vanderbilt, Burks. Then they got a wide receiver who was a speed receiver, who, I don't know, I think he's going to be good. He's a question mark for me because of height-wise. I don't think he's that tall, if I remember. I think he's like 6'1". But at any rate, they've gotten some other picks, some offensive linemen, you know, things of that nature. Oh, no, excuse me, he is 6'3". Ooh, take it back, 6'3".
Well, we're not going to stick on that other receiver y'all got.
Yes.
Yeah, boy from Notre Dame.
Yes, yes. And we got him late. Like, we got him really late. And I'm like, bruh.
He was one of the best receivers in college football.
Yes, yes. I was getting there, damn it.
Yeah, he's like 6'5".
Yes. So I think, in all honesty, like, we really had a great draft. We really, really had a great draft. And I think that you're talking about St. Brown.
St. Brown.
Man. We really got some sleeper picks, and we really got what we needed. It wasn't just about best player available, which because I hated that. Like, we were always best player available, and then, like, we really couldn't use them, or we did use them, they didn't really fit. So this time we got players that we needed, that fit, and that we can mold into, you know what I'm saying, what we need for the future.
Because I'm going to lie, because with those two picks, with Jair Alexander and Josh Jackson, those are two of the best corners that were in the draft.
Like, really? Right. They top three, top four. Like, I was in shock. Like, I was really like, we got Josh Jackson too? And then, like, the, what's his name? Polian was like, do you think you're going to be in competition with Alexander? Man, shut you. They're going to be on each side wrecking shop. And really, honestly, like, that's going to be great. For HaHa, it's going to be great. For Williams, Tremont is coming back. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? It's going to be great, man. It's great. So I think it was perfect. So anyway, moving right along to the losers of the draft. I think I'm gonna go first since I let you go.
Yeah, go ahead. You can have the floor.
This is also not a biased pick, but the Lions.
Very biased.
What the fuck were y'all doing, bruh? The first pick was great. I'll give you that. The center or guard or whatever he was, Ragno, good pick for where you picked him at. Really good pick for where you picked him at. Then you go get Kerryon Johnson at the second round. I don't understand where that came from. I don't understand
it. Reach.
Right. I don't understand it at all. And then Louisiana Lafayette, Tracy Walker. Now, I ain't really watched a lot of him. I'm not going to lie to y'all.
Who has?
Right.
I can't even click on his name.
Like, I can't. There's nothing wrong with picking a sleeper pick. He might be worth it. But you pick that man 82nd overall. He's got to come in and put in work.
Yeah.
And unless y'all saw something that everybody else who needed a DB didn't see, bro, I just don't understand it. I don't understand it at all.
Did a lot of reaching.
It was a lot of reaching for the Detroit Lions. Like, I don't understand it. I don't understand it at all. I'm happy about it as a Packer fan. That means y'all didn't do what y'all was supposed to do. But as a football fan, I was just kind of like, huh?
Right.
Who? What? And then, you know, the Alabama defensive tackle was an okay pick. And then the offensive tackle from Oregon, And then you went and go and pick another running back from San Diego State who I don't think I've ever heard of. So, again, I don't know, fam. I don't know what the Lions were thinking on this really at all. But that kind of brings me to my next pick of a loser of losers. I'm going to have to go with Seattle Seahawks. First off, I want to thank y'all for the trade, though. Thank you, baby. We appreciate that trade. Because we were all the way back, and then we traded up with y'all for not much, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
But, you know, we traded up, got what we needed with J.R. Alexander. And then y'all went and picked from San Diego State. San Diego State had some. San Diego State got some love in this building, baby. Rashad Penny. Now, I saw his speed. I get it. His size is a big concern. I don't know. I don't get it. Like, there was Sonny Michel still there. There was
Chubb
still there. There was, he's 5'11", 220. I mean, the dude, he fast. I give you that, he fast. I think his 40 time was like 4.3 something. He's fast, I give you that. But come on, fam, like, huh? San Diego State, bro, really pushing out this type of running backs y'all need? Or you need a Georgia running back to come in there and open up the hole so Russell Westbrook is not your number one rusher for the season. Yeah, again. What did I say?
Yeah, you said Russell Westbrook.
My bad. Ah, man. Basketball's on my mind, man. Westbrook had a tough week, goddammit. Anyway, Wilson. Y'all know what the hell I meant. These nasty ass Budweiser's, man. Anyway. Oh, which reminds me, we got the beer of the week. Ugh. I don't even want to talk about this beer.
You know, it doesn't get worse than what we had a few weeks ago, okay?
Yeah, it doesn't. All right, so, and last but not least, I had to go ahead and move on to Oakland. Oakland. What in the hell were y'all doing? I mean, I like the trade for Bryant.
Yeah.
I like that trade. Like, that was a good trade. But you went and got UCLA, the lineman. I was kind of confused on that. Like, I thought they was going defense. Definitely thought they was going defense. Then they went, and like I said, they traded, and then they went and got a defensive tackle from Sam Houston State.
Hey, represent.
I mean, PJ Hall? I just didn't understand it. Like I said, it just didn't make sense to me at all. I don't know. They had some little slide-ins, the dude from LSU, Key. I think he's going to be good. I think he's going to be definitely good. But I just don't think I don't know. I think they reached on a couple of things and they traded out, and I don't know, Oakland. Maybe Gruden is way smarter than me when it comes to football.
He's a guru.
But, you know, that spider white too and all that good stuff, not going to help if you ain't got the players to pull it off. So, it just, to me, I don't think it was anything, I don't think it was very, very smart. So, and Mr. Dipset yourself, who you got as the three losers?
Well, we kind of on the same page here. I know definitely Seattle. They didn't really address a lot of needs that they needed to.
Oh, they got a running back.
Yeah. You still don't have any receivers.
None.
You didn't give me any type of help, anybody to throw to. They got Shaquem Griffin.
Yeah, they did get Griffin. Yeah.
A lot of people will sleep on him.
Yeah.
And I'm pretty sure he's going to be a really talented player. I'm sure of that. But a lot of these other picks, they reached on. Like, Rashad King, that was a reach.
Super reach.
You had, like I said, you had the other top running backs on the board that could have got that.
Even the Trey Flowers pick. The Trey Flowers pick was okay. They picked a punter. And they didn't pick him. They picked him 149th.
I picked him early.
Like, a punter?
no worries. But another loser that I have. I'm going to go with the team in my division. The New Orleans Saints.
No, baby.
Talk about reach.
Reach.
Marcus Davenport. Them drafted Marcus Davenport. You didn't really have to trade up to get him. He was going to be there. I just didn't want to trade up to get him. Because I was thinking, okay, he makes a trade. They're going to get a quarterback. Mm. Marcus Davenport. Okay.
I'm not going to lie, when we traded back, I thought that's who we were going to go with because we needed a pass rusher too. So, or when I say we, Green Bay, that's what I thought. I was like, you know what I'm saying? Oh, well, okay, we're going to get Davenport then maybe. He going to slide down to us anyway. And then I seen him go and I was like, oh.
Okay.
Yeah.
Talented player. I mean, teaming him up with Cam Jordan.
Yeah.
I mean, it's going to be pretty good, but I just felt like it was a really reach just to trade up to get him because he was...
And they traded their future first-round
pick. Yeah, gave up a future first-round pick. That's... And another team we have agreed on, the Raiders. They really didn't do anything to help. The only thing I can say that they actually did right was go get Martavis Bryant. Because they needed a receiver. So they didn't do anything with draft, but they went and got a receiver.
Right.
And they got Ryan Switzer from the Cowboys.
That's right. They did get Switzer too.
Found that out late. I didn't know they got Ryan Switzer.
The Cowboys, surprisingly, even though I don't like to say it, surprisingly had a decent draft.
They actually did.
Yeah, I didn't like their first pick. I thought they could have went with the one that Titans picked, the Evans pick, but they definitely had they definitely had a good draft.
Yeah,
they did have a good draft. My bad. All right, so your third loser.
We got...
You said Seattle, Oakland.
And the Saints.
And the Saints. Yeah, that was it.
Oh,
man.
I'm having fun.
Oh, honorable mention, though. I do got to give honorable mention as well to the Carolina Panthers. And they ended up getting their receiver. They ended up getting their corner. Who I think is going to be really good too.
We got hella linebackers,
and
so we got to find somebody. We're trying to find somebody to replace Thomas Davis. So one of these linebackers got to pan out.
They got a gang of fucking linebackers in the middle of the rounds.
Yeah,
and then they went and got a defensive tackle, and but they got some DBs and they got a tight end. Yeah. You know,
they worked on the big time for us. So
yeah, so I think they did good. And then another honorable mention I think should go to the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. All in your division. I don't understand this. They had a good draft. I thought Vita Vea. Yeah, I think he's going to be a beast. I think he reminds me a lot of Haloti Ngah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, you know, whoever the, you know.
Haloti
Ngah. Yeah, that dude. He reminds me, like, size-wise and pressure-wise, him. The running back choice, I wasn't a big fan on, but doing a little more research, he was all right.
Ronald Jones,
he was all right. And then the DB from North Carolina, MJ Stewart, I think he's going to be pretty good. And then they also backdoored with another from Auburn. You can't really go wrong with an SEC corner, especially one that's not on highlight reels on the opposite end, which he was not on a bunch of highlight reels. So I think they did pretty good there.
The only thing I say about the Tampa Bay, I mean, yeah, you get Vita Vea team him up with who's the old guy there? The other D tackle that they have.
What is his name?
And it's on the tip of my tongue.
Yeah, that was his name. Oh, shit.
James Flom, I'm sorry. but in any...
It helps their D-line, yeah.
It helps their D-line, but...
but...
At 12, you did have Darwin James on the board.
You did.
So, and I feel like that was more a position that they really needed to fill with something in the back end.
But, I mean, I think You can't let him slide any further. I mean, I think. I don't know.
But didn't they let Darren James slide to, like, what, 17? Because he slid to the Chargers.
I mean, but there was questions about his off-field stuff, I thought. Somebody said that, like, later on, that there was some questions about it. The draft is so fickle, man. These are just our own opinions on winners and losers and stuff like that. And I think, really, honestly, that, you know, all these picks could be busts. but the thing of it is that from what we saw in college to what we saw, you know what I'm saying, these are to me, who had the best draft.
Yeah,
and you who had the best draft. So,
winners and losers.
And I really agree with Denver as well. But at any rate, it is time for the Soul Snatchers of the week.
Yes, sir.
We have the first ones on display. If you're not watching us on live, if you can see them on live right now, they are the pink, rust pink.
Yes.
Foam posits. They are nasty. I give him that. Penny always comes with some raw shit for the foam posits. I'm a little jealous. I didn't get them yet, and you know I probably won't get them because I already have one pink sneaker. For my own collection, and I'm not doing, and I'm not doing another pair of pink sneakers for a while. but moving right along, they are fire. If you're a Foamposite fan, you should have them. And if you're a Foamposite fan for the ladies, I mean, men can get away with wearing them too. Was that a jab? That was a jab. I think that was a jab. The Foamposite beiges. Yeah. I don't know what to call them. They're beiges. Those as well get an honorable mention. Those get a mention in the Soul Snatchers as well because they're fire as hell. Yeah. I don't know anybody who can deny them. If you can get them in your size. They are fire as hell. They're like a beige-ish. They're like a light beige. They're fire. You need to just go see them. With a little bit of, they're beige and white with a little bit of black. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So anyway. All right. And of course, you know, our Soul Snatchers would not be complete without any type of Jordans on them. Because Jordans stay dropping.
Jumpman.
Yeah, first and foremost, we got the cool gray 11s. Yes, cool gray 11s. Classic.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying? And then you got the Air Jordan 9 Mellows.
Sick.
Now, too bad Mellow ain't playing worth a shit. And he don't really deserve these sneakers. But they are kind of fire.
Yeah.
They are kind of fire. I have not found them in my size yet. I'm still upset with that.
And you're not.
Shut up. but yeah, they're fire. The brown with the white and the gold at the bottom is pretty hard. Like I really do fuck with them heavy. You know, hence why I was looking for them in the first place. And now. The third and final Jordan on the damn list. Man, we love Jordan on this show.
You know we do. Gotta show the world.
I mean, we respect it. We respect the greats. The Tins, the Dark Shadows, dropped earlier this week, real early this week.
Yeah.
I think they dropped like Monday or last Sunday late or something like that. I don't know. But they are fire. Yeah. I'm going to, now those I will find
and yeah, go get. With those are actually still in store, so you probably can go cop.
Yeah, I'm going to go get those soon. If you haven't already got them, you should. Yeah. They're fire as hell.
Oh, they're OGs too. So.
Yeah, and exactly. They're the OGs, so you can't go wrong with that. And last but not least, my guy, Kyrie, the Deep Royals.
Kyrie swerving.
Woo, them fours is fire, bro. Like, they're white and they're blue, like a royal blue with a little bit of hint of green or whatever. Oh, my God, they're fire. They're fire. Like, you can't go wrong with them. If they were my size, I would go get them myself right now. But, you know, Kyrie, every once in a while, just wants to piss me off. So, at any rate, thank you, Kyrie, for dropping the Mamba mentalities, though. And, yeah. So, thank you for dropping those
definitely
in kid sizes, because I'm going to get those. But that is our time, ladies and gentlemen. We want to thank you, first and foremost, for listening. Follow us on Twitter at Beer30O. Follow us on Instagram at Beer30SportsO'Clock. Facebook at Beer30SportsO'Clock. And you can always hit us up on our email at Gmail, sportsoclockbeer30@gmail.com. So, once again, this is
Beer
30
Sports
O'Clock.
We out.
Yee-yee. Man, there's a lot of noise.